In sports today, we'll talk about high school baseball, most of which was rained out yesterday. We've got some schedules to talk about for today, high school baseball and softball. We'll talk college baseball and Tennessee taking on Missouri yesterday. We'll also talk about Major League Baseball, get updates on the Cardinals and the Royals. We'll talk some Kansas City Chiefs news, as well as NASCAR, all as we take a look at sports. Hi, I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. Well, most high school baseball and softball games were rained out yesterday, but in baseball, East Carter did defeat South Iron 9-8, and in softball, Salem, Arkansas took down Tuckerman 2-0. In baseball games scheduled for today, West Plains takes on Ava today at 4:30. Kabul is at Seymour at 4:30. Mountain Grove hosts Cleaver. Eminence goes to Bunker, and Licking is at St. James today. In softball, Ava travels to Salem. Winona is at Willow Springs, and Mountain Grove hosts Cleaver. West Plains girls soccer travels to Camdenton today to take part in the Laker shootout with teams including Carl Junction, Camdenton, and Kirksville in the tournament. West Plains boys soccer also saw the West Plains Scissors tie with Houston at nil yesterday. In college baseball yesterday, number 3 Tennessee homered in each of the first four innings to build a 6-run lead over the University of Missouri baseball, then relied on a shutdown relief performance by A.J. Causey to claim a 10-1 victory over the Tigers in the opening game of the two-club Southeastern Conference Series Thursday evening at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. The Tigers' offense generated scoring threats in two of the first three innings as well, but UT pitching kept the Tigers off the board in each instance thanks to inning-ending strikeouts. In other college baseball action today, Arkansas gets ready to start a home series with the Florida Gators. 6 p.m. is the first pitch tonight. That three-game series goes through Saturday. Arkansas State's at home, too, taking on Texas State this weekend. The first game is at 1 o'clock today. And the Missouri State Bears travel to Evansville, Indiana to start a three-game series with the first pitch at 6 o'clock this evening. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals game last night against the Blue Jays was called off. Initially, there was some confusion about whether there was a delay on the field, with the Royals up 2-1 after five innings. Rain forced a delay while the umpires and grounds crew attempted to get the field ready for action. Unfortunately, the heavy rain was too much, and eventually the tarp had to come back out. The Royals will play Detroit today at 12:10, and the Cardinals are in New York to take on the Mets tonight, starting that series at 6 o'clock. The Kansas City Chiefs didn't want to just rebuild at wide receiver. They wanted to rebuild with speed. The effort got a big boost in the first round of the draft when the Chiefs traded up four spots with the Buffalo Bills to select Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who set a scouting combine record when he ran a 4:21 in 40-yard dash. This comes after the Chiefs signed veteran wideout Marquise Hollywood Brown, who ran a 4:27.40 when he came out for the draft in 2019. General Manager Brett Veach said that the addition of the two players will make life easier for the Chiefs' top two returning receivers, Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice. Rice's availability for a full season is uncertain after his involvement last month in a high-speed six-vehicle crash in Dallas, but the Chiefs indicated they were determined to add at wide receiver regardless after last season's group at the position underachieved outside of Rice. The Chiefs have struggled to connect on many passes downfield since trading Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins 2 years ago. The NASCAR Cup Series heads to the Dover International Speedway on Sunday. The race is at 1 o'clock, and the Xfinity Series races tomorrow at 12:30, also at Dover.